As you and I were watching this video, Gideons and auxiliary members somewhere in the world gave away another 530 copies of God's Word, one at a time. Together, we go. You and I, Grove Park, and the Gideons International, into the world, carrying God's Word and telling people about His Son. And when we do that, something amazing happens. Lives are miraculously and forever changed. Leroy had a hard life. He would come home from school as a little boy, go down into the basement, and help his mother bottle bootleg whiskey that she sold to support the family. He watched both his brother and sister die of degenerative diseases. As a teenager, he witnessed the stabbing death of his own father. It was at that point in Leroy's life he determined that no one loved him and no one was going to look out for Leroy but Leroy. He hardened his heart to everything and everyone at that point. He left school, he joined the army. He was quickly washed out of the army as undesirable. He got married and divorced. Married again, divorced again. His third wife took Leroy on as a project. She said, "I'm going to change you." He said, "No, you're not." Well, it was a battle of wills that ended in a stalemate. Leroy's wife would bring her Christian friends home to study the Bible and pray. Leroy would bring his friends to do drugs and watch pornography. Well, the stalemate finally ended with Leroy's third wife walking out on him. At that point, Leroy knew he had reached the bottom. He had to do something about it. So he left the house, he walked down to the park. He was living in Battle Creek, Michigan at the time. He walked to a park, sat down on a bench to decide what he was going to do with his life. And it came to him. "I'll go home, I'll take an overdose of drugs, and I'll die. And everybody will be that much better off." At about that time, Leroy looked up and there was a man standing in front of him. A Gideon had gone into that park and was handing out New Testaments and telling people about Jesus. He offered a New Testament to Leroy and told him that Jesus loved him. Well, Leroy didn't believe that. "Nobody loves me." He pushed the man aside. Leroy's a big guy. He pushed the man aside, and when he did, he dropped all his testaments and he dropped his Bible. Leroy was immediately remorseful for what he had done. He apologized. He bent down to pick up those Bibles. And when he did, that man's Bible had fallen open to Isaiah chapter 1. And when Leroy went to pick it up, verse 18 caught his eye. "Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Leroy's life was changed immediately that day. He got up and he ran home. He called his wife, told her about this wonderful thing that had just happened to him. And eventually she said, "Leroy, I believe you. I believe you. You've been talking for 45 minutes and you haven't said one bad word. I believe you." He begged her to come home, and she did. That Sunday, he went to church with her. He walked down the aisle and gave his life to Christ. And from that day to this day, Leroy Kennedy has done everything in his power to tell people about Jesus, both through his church and through the Gideons International. You see, Leroy is my brother. He is my mentor. Years ago, Leroy trained me and qualified me to speak in churches on behalf of the Gideons International. That's what he does now. One of my other brothers from here in Durham, a Gideon named Philip Kimball, had gone up to Durham Regional. Well, it's now Duke Regional, but back then it was something else. Margie was there. Margie had come from Butner, where she had been treated for alcoholism. They couldn't help her at Butner, so they sent her to Durham. Philip had gone up to speak at the chapel service on Sunday morning. When he got there, He was a little disappointed to see just one person in the congregation. Can you imagine? One person out there. I know you'd preach your best sermon ever, but he would be talking from the heart. But before the service began, he struck up a conversation with Margie. She told him her story. She had come down from Butner. She had gotten into her hospital room, but in the bedside table, she found a Bible placed by a Gideon. And she opened it up, and she started reading. She got to Psalm 40 that starts out like this. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. Margie got down on her knees next to that bed at Durham Regional Hospital, Duke Regional Hospital, and she prayed for Jesus to enter into her life and to change her life. When she got up off her knees, she no longer had a need for alcohol in her life. By Sunday morning, she was ready to be baptized and be a new creature in Jesus Christ. But the story doesn't end there. She called home. She told her husband what had happened to her. She said, I want to come home and make our home a Christian home. And he said, you've got it. Come home. That Bible that Margie found was placed in that hospital room by a Gideon right here in Durham. And what's more, a congregation just like this one paid for that Bible that went into that hospital room. That's the way we have done things for more than 100 years. The Gideon's International, working with congregations just like this one to raise the funds, to buy the scriptures, to carry into all the world. And you have been doing that faithfully for years and years and years. And I thank you for that. Today, you're going to have another opportunity to support the Gideon ministry financially through a special offering. I would encourage you to give as God leads you. And remember that 100% of your contribution to the Gideon's International goes directly to the purchase and distribution of scriptures. The dues paid by myself and Jim and others pay all the administrative and overhead costs of the Gideon's International so that your contribution goes directly to the purchase and distribution of Bibles. So I would encourage you to think prayerfully about that and give as God leads. Now, as Pastor Dale mentioned, I was here 1 year ago this Sunday and hope to come back a year from now. But in between, there are three other ways that you can support the Gideon ministry, and I'd like to tell you briefly about those. First, I would ask you to pray for us. We pray for you, and in fact, we pray for congregations all over Durham and around the world, but specifically, a group of us get together every Thursday morning over at Bob Evans, and we pray for this congregation, and we would ask that you pray for us. We would also ask that you pray for other Gideons and auxiliary members around the world who live in places and tell about God's word in places where it's difficult to be a Christian, it's dangerous to be a Christian, and even more dangerous to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Several years ago, I met Ridwan Naftali from Indonesia. We were at the International Convention in Atlanta, and I had breakfast with Ridwan. He told me about Muslim jihadists in Indonesia, how they burn Christian schools and colleges and kill Christians. And then he introduced me to a young man they had killed. Yeah, you heard me right. I had breakfast with a dead man. Dominguez Kinjam had been pronounced dead not once but twice. But he was miraculously spared to bear witness of God's amazing grace there in Indonesia and around the world. But when Ridwan talked to me about prayer, he asked for prayer not just for the safety of himself and others in Indonesia, but for opportunity to tell people about Jesus. That's how important prayer is to him. I would ask you to pray for me, pray for other Gideons, but in particular, pray for Gideons and auxiliary members in parts of the world where it's dangerous to be a Christian, that they would have opportunity to tell people about Jesus and see them come to a saving knowledge. The second thing I'd ask you to do is to use the Gideon card program. I'm sure you've seen these cards. They're out there on the Inspiration Station. If you've never sent one but you've thought about it, do it. The person that you send that card to and you tell, I'm dedicated in this many Bibles in your honor or in memory of a loved one, they will cherish that card and the memory of those Bibles that you have dedicated. It's an easy thing to do, but if it's too complicated, just go online to our website, www.gideons.org. You can handle the whole thing right there. It's just as easy as it can be. And in fact, I would encourage you this afternoon, once you go home and read your bulletin insert, go to our website. You can find out a lot more about the Gideons International than I could tell you in just a few minutes here this morning. There's a slogan on that rack out there at the Inspiration Station. Give a card, send the word, change a life. It's not just a slogan. That's how this actually works. And people's lives are indeed changed when you use those cards, when you fund Bibles, and those Bibles go into the places where they need to see them. The last thing I would ask is for one or two of you to consider joining the Gideons International. I was reminded recently, this is not a volunteer organization. It's a called ministry. I was called into this ministry nearly 11 years ago. Jim Singer, Paul Schick, and George Pierce were called into this ministry. If you feel God calling you, feel God leading you in this direction, please talk to one of us or to Pastor Dale. I gave him a sign-up sheet this morning. So if you're feeling led by God into this ministry, please talk to him, sign up. We will put you to work. Just as iron sharpens iron, we will sharpen you for whatever God has called you to do and be. I believe my Gideon experience has made me a better elder in my church, has made me a better Sunday school teacher in my church because of the things I've seen and the people I've met and the stories I've heard. This will be something that will not take you away from Grove Park, but make you a more productive part of Grove Park. I just want to share with you a couple of experiences I've had very recently as a Gideon by way of example. When I was here before, I told you about our daughter Amy, whose husband was killed in Iraq. She's a member of a national organization called TAPS, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. They had a big event last Memorial Day in Washington, D.C., and she invited me to go with her. She told people she was bringing her dad, who's a Gideon. So at the banquet on Saturday night, I was sitting at a table with Amy and some other young widows, mostly in their 20s and 30s. Elizabeth was at our table. And she sort of worked her way around to me. Elizabeth is a nurse, and she told me when she graduated from nursing school, she got one of these. I'm sure you've all seen these white New Testaments, and if you're a nurse, you probably have one of these. But with tears in her eyes, Elizabeth told me that that was the very first Bible she ever owned. And in the last 6 months since her husband had died, that Bible had sustained her through months of grief. She just wanted to thank me for the privilege of having that little white New Testament. Again and again and again. I told her she was welcome, but I also told her I would share her thanks with you because you made it possible for her to have that New Testament. The next morning, Amy and I went down to breakfast. We weren't done. She introduced me to Doug. Doug is an Army chaplain right here in North Carolina. He wanted to thank me for all those little desert camo New Testaments we give chaplains to hand out to troops. Doug told me that a lot of his soldiers ship out from North Carolina to go to places like Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and Somalia. And some of them don't come back. He said, it's my job to see to it that they have an opportunity to take God's word with them when they go. And we go with them, you and I, because we've put the word of God in their hands, in their backpacks, on their way to harm's way. And they have that with them while they were gone. That was so important to Doug. He shook my hand, nearly shook it off, and thanked me again and again. These are just a couple of the experiences I've had even recently. I could tell you story after story, people I've met, things that I've heard, but the point is, being a member of the Gideon's International has been a tremendous blessing. I would like for some of you to have that very same blessing. Before I close, I want to make sure that I leave time for Pastor Dale to close out the service in whatever way he wants. But I also want to thank you all once again for this time, for your generous support of the Gideon Ministry, particularly for your prayers, for your use of the Gideon Card Program, and for your financial support. Thank you, and may God bless you.
I want to say amen to everything that Mike has said and just encourage you to have a personal direct part in participation in this great ministry. Everything that God does on this planet during this age, he does through three agents: the Spirit of God, the Word of God, and the Church of God. And the people of God are the church. I'm not talking about a building or a denomination. I'm talking about the people of God. Every believer on this planet since the day of Pentecost is a part of the Church of God. And that church is indwelt by the Spirit of God, and we individually are indwelt by the Spirit of God. And about 60 years after the day of Pentecost, this book was finished, when John put down his pen after finishing the book of Revelation. And this word is used by the Spirit of God to open the hearts and minds of those who are lost, so that the light of the gospel shines in unto them. But nobody gets saved apart from the Word of God. They either have to read it or see it or hear it. Somebody has to share with them. They have to hear the gospel. And the gospel is found right here. And what a great ministry worldwide puts the Word of God into the hands of people that might not otherwise ever see a copy or have a copy. And you've heard many stories where a Bible was torn up and thrown away or discarded, and somebody picked it up in a trash can or picked it up in a gutter or some way. The last thing they ever thought about at that moment was seeing a Bible, and there it was. And God orchestrates that to bring God's word together at just the right time, and the Spirit of God uses that to bring conviction, to open the heart and mind of that person and bring them to Christ. And to have a part in that, if you support this ministry, and what else can you support where 100%, every penny that you give goes directly to purchasing Bibles to put them into the hands of students, nurses, doctors, hospital rooms, motel rooms. Only eternity will reveal the part that you had to play directly with someone coming to Christ, maybe on the other side of the planet, maybe years after you're in heaven. Only the Lord can sort all of that out, but he can. But we can do what we can do, and that is to give and to pray, to use the cards. I have received the Gideon memory cards when some of my loved ones have died. I have used them when some of you or some of my friends and family members have died. It's a great opportunity to use that to say, I have donated X number of Bibles in your name or in the name of your loved one, so that more than a flower, as beautiful as they are, that will soon wither, You're giving God's word, and God says, my word will not return void. He knows where it's at. He knows what he intends for it to do. But he's chosen to use us. He could have written it in the sky. He could have sent angels down to give it out. But no angel has ever experienced what you and I have experienced. No angel has ever been saved. But you and I have. We know what it is to be lost. We know what it is to come to Christ and experience a new life. And so he says, those are the people I want to tell others. And we have that opportunity. And to partner with a ministry like the Gideons in getting God's word out is just a win-win situation. So I encourage you, the box has been cleared out back there, and every penny, and I hope you put more than a penny, but every many dollars that you put in there, all of that will go to the Gideons. If you want to write a check, make it out to the Gideons and not to Grove Park Chapel, so we can get all of that to Mike before he leaves today. What a great ministry. I'm thankful for those of you that serve as Gideons, and I would encourage you, pray about. Maybe the Lord would use you in that ministry. So think about it. What a great opportunity to go around to churches and share as Mike does, or you say, well, I'm not a public speaker. Well, you can help in the distribution, and Jim and George and Paul can tell you all about that, whether it's at the fair or at schools or at hospitals or hotels, the opportunity to put God's word out there. Will 100% of them get used the way they're supposed to? Well, it depends on how you define how they're supposed to. We have to leave that to God. Some of them might be thrown away, but that doesn't mean he can't use it. He knows what he's doing. Our part is to be faithful and to get God's word in the hands of people. And that also means while we're getting it into the hands of other people, we need to be getting it into our heart. If it's that important that that's what God uses to save people, it is also that important that's what he uses to make us grow. And there is no substitute, you've heard me say that many times, for opening your Bible and opening your heart and opening your eyes and getting in this word on a regular, disciplined basis every day. What food is to your body, the Bible is to your soul. And if you don't feed on this book, and not just that, or just once in a while, but the disciplined reading and study of this book is what God uses to help you to grow. So don't just give it out to others. Make sure you're giving it to yourself. But I encourage you to take part in this ministry. It's a delight to have Mike with us today. So let's stand with heads bowed. If you're here today and you never trusted the Savior, you don't have to be on the other side of the planet. You don't have to be in an institution. You don't have to be on death's door. But right where you are, if you realize you never put your trust in Christ, what a great time to do that. Jesus died for you. You were on his mind when he died on the cross 2,000 years ago. And it was your sin that put him there. Personalize it. He died for every mean, hateful, rotten thing you've ever done, ever will do. Every sinful thought, every sin of omission was charged to him, and he became legally guilty. And the penalty for that sin was imparted to him, and he paid for it. And just before he died, he said, it's finished, it's paid in full. That payment will do you no good if you don't receive it. And you receive the payment by receiving the one who paid it, Jesus Christ. By turning from your sin and putting your trust in Christ, receiving him as your Lord and Savior. Have you done that? If you haven't, I invite you to him. Right where you are, you can reach out by faith. Maybe you want to come and to this altar and pray. If I can help you in any way, I'd be happy to do so. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Gideon's ministry. We thank you for the power of your word to bring about an eternal change in the hearts and souls of men and women. We thank you that you've promised to bless your word, that it would not return void, but would accomplish what you purposed. And so, Lord, we're so delighted that we can have a part in ministering with the Gideons in getting the word of God in the hands of people who desperately need to hear it, to read it. We pray your blessings upon the Bibles that will be purchased by funds given here today. You know exactly who will receive each one. You know those, maybe many, will read the same Bible in a hotel room or somewhere else. And we're asking right now in Jesus' name that you would use that to bring about eternal fruit. Lord, we pray for any who are with us today who've never trusted the Savior. Lord, speak to their heart right now. Open their eyes, bring them to your Son. And we thank you for what you'll do in Jesus' name.